Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we need to talk about this absolute chaos that went down in Hollywood, and honey, I am still trying to process what I just witnessed. So apparently, Marty York from The Sandlot, you know the one who played Yeah Yeah Girl, he was spotted having a proper brawl outside a nightclub in Hollywood. And not just any brawl, this man was shirtless, throwing hands like he's auditioning for Fight Club. Okay, so picture this. It starts on the sidewalk, right? Just your typical Tuesday night in Hollywood, and then BAM! This altercation kicks off, and apparently it was so intense that it moved into a parking garage. A parking garage! Like, the audacity of taking your beef between rows of cars like you're in some sort of action movie. I'm screaming because this is not the childhood baseball hero content I was expecting to cover today. But here we are. The thing is, we don't know what started this whole mess. But honey, when you're throwing punches shirtless in a Hollywood parking garage, something has gone very wrong with your evening plans. Like, did he think he was still in the Sandlot? Because last time I checked, that was about baseball, not bare-knuckle boxing. Not him channeling his inner yeah-yeah into a yeah-nope situation. Moving on from that absolute chaos. Let's talk about something that's actually giving me life today. Christina Hoch, you know her, the HGTV queen who's been through more relationships than I've been through coffee shops in London. Girl just posted the most gorgeous poolside photo in this cream-colored crochet bikini, and she looks absolutely stunning. But here's the tea. She's addressing rumors that she's engaged for the fourth time. The fourth time. I mean, good for her for believing in love, but honey, at this point, she should get a loyalty card from the wedding venue. She's out here living her best tropical getaway life, looking radiant and glowing, and meanwhile, everyone's trying to zoom in on her ring finger like they're doing detective work. You know what, though? I'm actually here for Christina living her life. She's out here posting thirst traps and addressing engagement rumors like the absolute queen she is. The woman knows how to work a bikini and work the rumor mill at the same time. That's multitasking at its finest. And can we talk about how that crochet bikini is giving major summer vibes while it's still bloody freezing where I am? The audacity of making me want to book a holiday I can't afford. Now, speaking of engagements. Okay, so this next story has me absolutely gooped because when I tell you this is the most extra proposal I have ever heard of. James Hetfield from Metallica, yes, the heavy metal legend himself, just proposed to his girlfriend, Adriana Gillett, underwater. Underwater. Like, forget getting down on one knee. This man got down on the ocean floor. Girl, he's 62 years old, and he's out here scuba diving with a handwritten sign that says, Adriana Gillett, will you marry me? The romanticism mixed with the absolute chaos of proposing while wearing flippers and a face mask. I cannot. He ditched the candlelight dinner for fins and face masks. The man said traditional proposals are for amateurs. I'm going aquatic with this. Can you imagine being Adriana in that moment? You think you're just having a nice scuba diving session, taking in the fishies and the coral, and then your boyfriend pops up with a marriage proposal sign like he's an underwater delivery service. I would have probably inhaled half the ocean from shock. But also, how bloody romantic is that? It's giving major, I'll go to the depths of the ocean for you energy, and I am absolutely here for it. The fact that he's 62 and she's 45 and they're out here having underwater adventures and getting engaged, that's relationship goals right there. Most couples their age are arguing about what to watch on Netflix, and these two are literally diving into forever. I'm screaming at how cute this is. But can we also talk about how James Hetfield's handwriting probably looked underwater? Like, did he use waterproof ink? Was it laminated? These are the important questions. Because imagine if the ink ran and all she saw was a blurry mess that could have said anything. Adriana Gillett, will you marry me? Or Adriana Gillett, will you help me find my car keys? The stakes were high. Oh, and before I forget, apparently there's some March Madness basketball content floating around about Cinderella stories and glass slippers. But honestly, girl, after talking about shirtless parking garage fights and underwater proposals, basketball brackets are just not hitting the same level of drama today. Like, sure, there might be some underdog teams making waves, but are they making underwater engagement waves? I think not. You know what, though? The fact that we went from sandlot brawls to bikini thirst traps to underwater proposals in one episode really shows you the beautiful chaos that is celebrity culture. One minute someone's throwing hands between parked cars, the next minute someone's throwing engagement signs between coral reefs. And honestly, this is why I love doing this podcast, because you never know what absolute madness is going to come across my desk. Like, when I woke up this morning, did I think I'd be discussing the aquatic proposal techniques of metal legends? Absolutely not. Did I think I'd be analyzing the fighting stance of a former child baseball movie star? Not at all. But here we are, living in this beautiful mess of Hollywood drama, and I am absolutely living for every single chaotic minute of it. The range we've covered today, from parking garage pugilism to underwater romance, it's giving me everything I need and more. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow, because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!